Director
Hello?
Sheldon. Director Sheldon's calling in right now.
Oh, okay.
Thank
Should
you.
we wait for him or?
He's not agenda, he's just
Oh,
okay.
oh wait. Oh, he can only listen right now. So yes, Director Yeo, if you could take over.
Okay, it's kind of, it may not be convenient for me to do that here. Would it be okay if Director Wagon, if you don't mind?
Yeah, and hopefully
Really appreciate it.
Director Sheldon's on his way in, and then he can take over once he arrives. So
Thank
yes,
you.
I'll call the meeting of the Property Management Committee on February 28th here in Carlton C2 to order. Can I have a roll call, please?
Roll call, Director Sheldon, Director Meeks, Director Jung, Director Yeo,
Here.
Director Green, Director Nguyen, Director Amezcua,
Present.
Director Tran, Director Wigan,
Here.
Director Bilodeau. Okay, you do have a quorum with three directors present.
Right, are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Okay. All right, this is time for visitor participation. Is there anyone in person, not really seeing anyone online that wants to comment? Okay, seeing none there, I'll go to the consent calendar. Items one is the minutes of the Property Management Committee last meeting on January 24th, and then the other is the executive execution of reinstatement of the First Amendment to the grant of easement for monitoring well TIC 67. Those are the two consent calendar items. Is there anyone that wishes to poll any of those online?
I'll move
Seeing
the
none.
consent calendar.
Okay, I got a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, I'll call for that vote.
Roll call, Director Yao.
Yes.
Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Wigan?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with three yes votes.
Okay, on to informational items. Number three is status update on California Department of Transportation, Caltrans property at Burris Basin and NSM Golf Incorporated DBA, the Islands Golf Center.
Yes, thank you, Chair Wigand. I just wanted to give the committee a brief update on the property at Burris Basin. The committee will recall the district had a long-going decertification application with Caltrans that after Caltrans notified the district last summer that of a reduced area to decertify, the district terminated its decertification process. In the meantime, the district had been renting some land adjacent to the Burris Basin and the Islands Golf and had been subleasing it to the Islands Golf, leasing it from Caltrans and subleasing to the Islands Golf. And since last spring, staff at the district's been working with Caltrans. Due to changing leasing circumstances with Caltrans, we were negotiating and got approved by the board a 3-year lease for that land and sublease with NSM. Then Caltrans changed it to a 1-year lease, and then because of a fire underneath a freeway in Los Angeles, Caltrans had decided to rescind any subleasing of properties, but then that changed with the policy exception, and which, with board approval, staff applied for a policy exception to subleasing. The upshot of it is Caltrans, the local Caltrans district, has what they advise us they have not submitted the policy exception to sublease because Caltrans is now in Sacramento not approving subleases. They didn't give us the district, a notice to vacate, but we did have a Teams meeting with them yesterday. Director Sheldon was in that meeting as well, listening. Caltrans has asked that we take steps to move NSM off of the golf, off of their land and our lease, and take some steps to do that. About 80% of their driving keys, which is most of, almost all of their business, is in that land, and that would be a big issue there. So we're trying to come up with a resolution, with a solution here with Caltrans. We suggested it's not going to be resolved at a staff-to-staff level, may require some Involvement with our general manager and directors and some of their management staff at Caltrans, as well as coming up with a request to at least postpone any notice to vacate, hopefully 6 months or longer until we get this resolved. But what staff, before we make any moves with Caltrans or just further discussions, we thought it'd be a good idea to have a closed session at next Wednesday's board meeting to discuss how to go forward with negotiations for that lease and sublease at the Islands Golf and on Caltrans land. And that's where we've left it. So we're agendizing a closed session for next Wednesday. That concludes my report. I know I've tried to throw in a lot, but we don't have a lot of information from Caltrans, but that's where we are right now. We're not notifying our tenant to vacate that premise right now. We're not being told to do that yet, but we need to be thinking about that. So we'll have more and more discussion with the board at next Wednesday's meeting. That concludes my report.
Thank you. I'll go to online since most of our directors are there. Any directors wish to ask any questions or comments?
No, I would just like to say thank you for the brief information, and I think it's great. We'll take it to, if we can get the votes to take it next Wednesday for closed session. I'll make a motion.
It's an informational item on the moving
okay,
forward.
Okay, perfect. So no motion needed. Thank you.
Can I comment as a member of the public? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Was there another director? I'll wait. So please go forward with go forward.
Steve, you're good. If you want
I think Bruce, that's an excellent suggestion. Bruce and I had a good conversation after the meeting and brainstormed some ideas, and certainly those should be discussed in closed session. So I wholeheartedly, that's very, very smart to do.
Okay, great. Okay. Any other directors want to ask any questions? Or seeing none, I only thing I had was just. Do we want it? Are we at the level to ask our legislators for any assistance on this when it comes to Caltrans involved? Like if we're negotiating, maybe we could talk about it during that closed session, but I don't know without looking at the map who might be that legislator, but maybe their staff could help us coordinate some conversations if we need to go down that route. We're hitting a dead end. I don't want to do it until it's last minute, but the last resort. But it might be an option if we're striking out here and we want to move the needle a little bit.
Right. That's a great suggestion. Perhaps we can wait till after Wednesday.
That'd be great. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Seeing nobody else, we'll move on to item number four, which is the status update regarding the district's Imperial Highway property.
Yes. I just want to, the committee will recall at last month's property committee meeting, direction to staff was to hire a traffic engineer to do some studies on Imperial Highway, look at traffic counts, traffic studies, do a micro, I forgot the term, but so I did reach out to Prizade and Associates. We've been kind of going back and forth. I'm trying to get a quote on this. I've reached out this week to another traffic engineer, Dennis Patwa at ADEC. We have a meeting, I believe Monday morning. And I've reached out to two other traffic engineering firms that the district's used in the past just this morning, just trying to get some forward motion here with getting somebody in here. So the idea would be try to articulate what it is we're looking for, get a quote or proposal. I know that I'd like Director Bilodeau's, President Bilodeau has offered to be involved in a discussion with the engineer, and Director Sheldon would like to as well. So I would pull all the parties together into a meeting, a call. But I'd like to get something in hand first, be able to move on with that. And that concludes my report.
Okay, great. And Director Sheldon has entered the room, so he is the chair now. And
he's well trained. Everyone understood what was going on. We didn't have to say it. I didn't mean that. Thank you very much.
I did want to mention, too, at Director Yeo's recommendation, I've been in touch with multiple other parties at Caltrans and have been bounced from one position to another position to another, and now trying to get in touch with the third or fourth contact at Caltrans, just to ask the question, what type of information do you want to see to go ahead to? I'm just asking, what do you want to look at? What kind of area, what kind of map, what kind of layout, what kind of, and I'm still not getting any kind of answer. I can't even get a brief meeting with someone. So I'm still working on that angle. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Chair. Are there any questions from the committee?
Director Yeo has his hand raised.
Yes, please, Director Yeo.
Yeah, thank you, Director Shelton. Bruce, you mentioned that you were directed to the LDR, right? Local Development.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're getting bounced around. Like nobody wants to take on this responsibility. That's unfortunate because you know, with LDR, it's basically we have a project, and you get an LDR involved so that they can weigh in and say, hey, your project may potentially impact the state highway system. So we would like to recommend the following mitigation measures, you know, as part of the project. But we don't really have a project. We're just trying to ask someone at the encroachment permits office that, hey, if we try something like this, would that work? And if it doesn't work, tell us what could we potentially do to come up with a viable solution that we can all, you know, turn it into a win-win scenario. So yeah, unfortunately, you're being kicked around like that.
And Director, if I could have a phone conversation with one of these individuals, we could clarify that very easily. But that seems to be problematic.
Yeah, did you not have the telephone number of that individual? Who in charge of permitting process?
No, but I can probably get it. But no, I'll
I'll get that for you. But you know, my involvement now, I kind of have to be careful because of.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
current district director happens to be a friend of mine, and but she has informed me that, you know, anything that's related to water district, it's best that we don't talk in private. And maybe it's better to involve other district directors. I mean, other directors with the district to engage in conversations with her. But I think directors Bilodeau and Meeks, they have contact with Director Lanzo. So it may be a good idea if one of them can give Caltrans district director a call and explain the situation, and hopefully help cut the red tape and bring the right individuals to the table to help answer some questions before we expend any more resources on this. That's my comment. And Director Wagon, I'll reserve my thoughts and comments for that previous item until we meet in person. Yeah.
And might I just add, Director Mesqua and Jung both are on OCTA, so the Caltrans district director is usually, I think, an advisory member of the board or a non-voting ex officio member.
She's on the board as well. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Is ex officio appointed by the governor. Yes.
So that we have angles. So if we need to draft a letter, we'll just put everyone who's on OCTA plus Director Bilodeau and on there. Director Meeks on there.
We don't want to
get a little traction.
Perhaps our good mayor and council member can give Mr. Dozier a tour of OCTA on a certain day at a certain time.
Right.
Bump into the Caltrans director.
By chance.
Well, I've never done that before.
And we will be having an item from OCTA in the next 2 months. So, yeah.
Good.
Right. Now, isn't OCTA folk? I learned this at sanitation the other day that they were doing a GWRS tour too. So I don't know. OCTA people are going to have to check it out.
Great. Any other questions from the committee on this item? I have a question, or a couple questions potentially. Did the potential traffic engineer, was he able to join our meeting?
No, I'm just still trying to get. Okay. I've asked him for a meeting just to with you and Director Bilodeau, but I'm trying to get
this. I didn't know if he was.
Yeah, he's on. He's not on this meeting. I'm still, and that's why now I'm reaching out. I've reached out to three other traffic engineers.
So, Roger, it seems to me, and we don't want to come up with a plan. Just we don't want to waste money, but we also don't want to be presumptuous. We hope to get their input, but we, if it's possible to. We need to make, let me say, we need to stay within their level of service on Imperial Highway so the cars move, you know, in an expeditious and safe manner, or potentially improve that situation by some infrastructure improvement. That I think that would be kind of our goal with whatever we're doing. Would you, what is your thought on that?
Yeah, that's why we wanted to reach out to the permits engineer and seek input from that individual to see in situations like this, what do you see might be viable? This is what we have in mind. And if the person says, hey, this is DOA, okay, don't even bother. And then we want to know why. So we can, you know, come back and make a decision. We might be surprised that, you know, the most economical means of getting access to them, maybe actually building a bridge across, like what we had talked about previously. Because it is just difficult to try to balance everything to maintain the level of service or to improve it, you know, when you have probably the most efficient design at the location and we're trying to modify it. So, you know, while they might be interested in listening to our proposal, we want to be realistic about it. It has to be a balanced approach that it's win-win. It's not like we take something away from the public to benefit the district. I think that's what they will probably weigh this on. You know, I don't want to... I don't want to take away anybody's desire or to try to pursue this through different means, you know, maybe through the local elected officials at the state level. If we do that, we better strategize it because we don't want to, you know, create a bunch of busy work for people unnecessarily.
Okay. How can we obtain the traffic counts, so to speak, the most current traffic counts to understand what is the flow and maybe it sounds like, pardon?
It's available online. Yeah, it's public information.
Okay, so we can obtain that. And I think some preliminary traffic planning is to see what this really looks like before we even, I mean, as we're currently trying to get a hold of someone, I think that would be helpful to know what we know the depth of what we're dealing with. And we may be running up against a very big block wall. We may not be. As someone that lived in Anaheim Hills, I'll tell you, I don't think the traveling public thinks that's the most well-designed area of town. But that's my personal feeling on it.
Okay.
I think we should do some preliminary trap modeling or just, you know, what would be our ADT average daily trips and what we'd be generating and what it might, you know, as we, you know, talk about stuff. The government, in my experience, they want us to give them the proposal. It's not their project. It's our project. And we have to present them some scenarios, which are the stepping point for them to give us input that will bring us to a higher level and higher level of cooperation with them. But I think it starts with us. That's been my experience.
I agree. We have to have proposals first. And I'd be happy to sit in the meeting with a traffic engineer, but I don't want to potentially run into a Brown Act violation. You know, there's you, Dennis, and I, three of us meeting with traffic engineer to talk about an issue on our committee that we're actively pursuing. You're correct. We have to have a few proposals before we can talk to Caltrans permit engineer, but that's not put the cart too far in front of the horse.
Right.
Okay, we need a
yeah, we need
idea of what potentially might work, what modifications that are, you know, considered viable, and then take a pause, seek their input before we pursue any further.
Agreed. Thank you. And I think you should err on the side of caution, Roger, if you're job and your family, so I would strongly recommend you do that. Even with a perception, you know, that would be, you know, I think the best.
Okay, thank you.
So to address Rogers and Director Sheldon's comments, is that's what I think what we're trying to do. We're trying to find out from Caltrans what it is, what information they need, what they want to look at, and we're trying to get a traffic engineer to develop that and work on it, and maybe even give us some ideas of additional information and bring it together. It's just not happening in a month.
That's okay. Yeah. I'm not surprised at all. I'm actually believe this would occur. So. We need to get our own whoever that the person that we are communicating with is it's not as responsive as we desire. We have others that we've used in the past. So we should get the right people.
Yeah,
that know Caltrans in this system.
Got it.
Great, thank you. Let's move on to our next item.
If I may, quickly,
yes. Of course.
I think that the person that you spoke with or communicated with may be under the impression that we have a project to develop that piece of land. That's why they directed you to LDR. Like, okay, you know, as part of your project, these are the traffic mitigation that you have to do as part of your project in order not to negatively impact the state highway system. Yeah. And so what we're proposing to do here is potentially negatively impact the state highway system because we're modifying what generally perceive as a very efficient and effective means of moving cars from one direction to another. We're modifying it. I don't know what solutions we have yet, but I just, you know, why we're kind of going in circles, Steve, is that I know we have to have a plan, but I don't want us to spend too much money developing something that just to have someone says, no, this is absolutely not going to work. Maybe kind of pitch some ideas like this is what we're trying to do, and we like to do the following. What do you think? You know,
well, that's I would be the approach that we would take. I agree, but I think it's just I don't want to pitch something that I don't know is not good, and then it's always your first meeting, your first impressions. That's all. So, but Roger, I think we're agreeing mostly on this approach and everything that we've just talked about.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
The next item is the informational item, status update on planning of in-place remediation for the Prado lead remediation project. And we have Mr. Kevin O'Toole here to give a very brief update on this.
Okay. Kevin. Good to see you again, Director Sheldon. So my update will be brief. I wanted to provide some updates from our last meeting in January. In January, you will recall we had brought back some results from our original round of vertical profile sampling we had done at Pomona Tiger Range. The results of that indicated that contamination at that site was deeper than we had originally anticipated. And so we had sent the team back out to do a second round of sampling to get a better understanding of the volume of soil needed to be remediated and ultimately placed into a CAMU. That second round has been completed. And generally speaking, what we're finding is contamination appears to be about 1 foot in depth, which is deeper than we anticipated originally. We're thinking 6 inches. But generally, it's pretty uniform across the site at about 1 foot. We did identify some localized deeper spots where contamination is up to 5 feet deep. And observations in the field and what our consultant has observed, not certain on this, but it kind of appears that it's probably a result of some earthwork that has been down there since the site was closed. And so these small locations will have an impact on the ultimate. Small locations of deeper contamination will have an impact ultimately on our CAMU design. And so this is all very preliminary. Our consultant will be working on drafting up a new total of soils needing remediation and its locations, which will be really critical in the actual remediation project. And ultimately, that information will be fed into our designs for the CAMU. Again, we don't have any specifics yet, but generally speaking, we are anticipating the CAMU size to increase. We don't know how much yet, but we're looking at opportunities to minimize the surface footprint and impact by putting the CAMU deeper as much as we possibly can. So we'll bring that back to the board when that is ready. But still information being developed as we speak. Last update I did want to mention is we are starting to receive some of our CEQA technical reports. I did want to mention that we are developing these, and they're being developed very conservative with a significant buffer. And so things like this vertical profiling update that we just mentioned, those are not anticipated having impacts on those the CEQA technical studies. So should not be a concern. But we're reviewing those, and those should be finalized shortly. And that concludes my update.
So we have we're utilizing a project design feature called PDF is that acronym for that, which is confusing, to build in those buffers. So there's no mitigation because it's already coming with a nice box around it, so to speak. It's coming pre-planned out. That's correct?
I think that's accurate. There's a lot of uncertainties around what's going to be necessary with this project, and we knew that going into it. So when we did the CEQA analysis, we had a lot of buffer and a lot of contingency there. And so long as those buffers and contingencies are not exceeded, and we don't anticipate that, it should have no impact on our CEQA document.
Thank you. I forgot to ask, do any members of the committee have a question for Kevin? No? Great. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Next is our items to be put on the agenda, which will only be for closed session, and that would be, right?
Item number two.
Wait, one more?
No, item number two right. Will go on consent. Yeah.
Would we want to put that on closed? Is awesome.
The item number two is the...
Report.
No, item number two is the well. The monitoring.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the second item of information.
We are agendizing a closed session next Wednesday already for... Caltrans for the Islands Golf and Caltrans for the meeting.
Correct.
Yeah, we're already putting that on a closed session next Wednesday.
I was referring to the Burl Highway. Oh. Add that to it. Would there be any need to just to, maybe there's no need. So I'll let you consider that. So item number two on our consent will go on the consent of the board meeting, and item number three will go on the closed session for our board meeting. Yeah, correct? Am I going to have it straight now?
Sure.
Okay, at least you understand. Sure. Yeah, information, our item three, which is our first. Right. Okay. Any other director comments or reports? General manager report.
Nothing to report.
We're adjourned. Right. Thank you. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. It stays the deeper it'll get.